Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. Happy Friday. DGS and KMOX 305. Hancock and Kelly are live in studio.
Yeah.
Can we talk about your anger, or you want to leave that one alone?
I'm not typically angry, but
no,
I
no,
do.
No. But something set you off recently.
Well, we had to do our show, our television show, on the Zoom thing because they wouldn't let us in the studio because apparently we're going to affect the three people that are in there. So, so they send you the Zoom link, and I'm not technologically horrible.
This is a man who has a hard time parking an automobile, folks. So let's go ahead.
So I'm clicking on the thing there. You know, you click on the thing, and the thing's supposed to come up. You know, and I click on the thing, and
the link.
Yes. And it said, you do not have permission to access this site. And I'm thinking, well, they sent me the link. We're supposed to be on the air. Certainly I have permission to access the site.
How close to being on the air is this happening?
Like 10 minutes before. So I'm no sweat. Because when I woke up that morning, somehow my internet was off at the house. So that's a problem. So I had to wake my son up, who was probably out until 2 in the morning. And he was not happy. And he, apparently, if you unplug everything.
And plug it back in.
And plug it back in. It
just
works.
Magically works.
That's what they say.
It's what he told me. And I said, well, I didn't know what to unplug. But anyway, so we got the internet going. I'm happy. It's exciting. And so I click on the link, and I've got the whole setup. I got the light bulb over here, and I got another light bulb over there. I got another lamp behind me. Georgianne has put the big balls behind my head there on the thing.
Yeah, if you've ever seen him, he has it decorated like Liberace in the background.
Yeah. You know, the dining room table's lit up, and, you know, it's great. I'm lit up. Everything's lit up. And I'm clicking on the link. Computer sitting on the books like it always is there. Three Ronald Reagan biographies, by the way. And nothing happens. I didn't have permission. So now I start freaking out. So I text the control room.
No, well, me.
That's what you call him?
Me. He texts me. Yeah. He says, I can't get on.
I said,
well, John,
you're
it's...
on.
Of course, because it was literally pushing one button.
By the way,
we did this for a whole year.
I pushed the button.
We did it for a whole year.
So I'm starting to get it.
But let's be clear. John likes it better in studio, as do I.
Of course.
But there was some advantages to the fact that we may not have to be in studio for a couple of weeks.
I like going over there. It's nice.
Yeah. So people anyway, that thing went out the window. So
I tried and tried. And finally, they just said, we're going to punt. And they run news for another half an hour. And at 8:50, I figured it out. There was a little button down there that said, connect via the internet. And I said, oh, I wonder if I click this. Sure enough, it worked.
And you know, this is a positive, happy dude. Like, John Hancock does not have a bad day. I've been with him.
I'm sweating,
at times when I expect people to be
coming down. I'm wearing a suit coat and pajama pants, and I'm sweating, and it's wasn't.
Yeah, I've never heard him.
Big balls behind your head.
Yeah.
I may have even used it.
Oh, you did.
I did.
An expletive,
yeah,
which is not normal for you. Yeah. And you let people know this is absolutely ridiculous.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you give Andy Banker a piece of your mind?
Well, Andy was great. Andy was very sympathetic, and it wasn't Andy's fault.
Banker.
You know, it's all good. It's all good.
You guys want to play some Studio Feud?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Let's start.
Yes.
Okay. Girls, boys,
all right.
Here we go.
Okay.
Rach, Hancock, step up.
Mm-hmm.
Name something people do to their armpits.
Rachel.
Rachel.
Apply deodorant.
Deodorant is number two.
Shave.
Number one.
Good answer.
Would you like to play or pass?
Mr. Hancock?
Well, let me look at my partner here and see if my partner
there's four
is,
left.
There's four left to your armpits. We're going to play.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Michael Kelly.
A name something you do to your armpits? You hide them.
You do, but nope. It's one strike.
Come on, Michael. Geez. All right, Dave. Isn't it you? Oh, no. You're not. You're
no, it's me and you
you're
versus
Richard
the
Dawson
two girls.
Yeah, this Zoom thing's coming into focus here
all right,
a little bit.
All right, okay, so it's me and Michael here
yes.
with the armpits.
Yes,
hello.
Yes, all you're
right,
stalling.
So we're shaving them. I should have passed this, Michael.
That's what he said.
Okay, so what you do is you make the fart sound.
There you go. How many more are there? Sorry.
There are three left.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. We're never going to get
there. Yeah, we're in deep trouble. You wash them.
Yes, you do.
Hey, now.
Right. Darn it.
Two left.
Right. It's on my list.
With your armpits, of course, you, a lot of times, you're going to... You're going to stretch them because you got to, it's all, you got to stretch the armpit out.
No.
I don't want to wrap my arm stretches.
Save the game there, big boy.
I can't talk, can I? I can't consult.
No. I think that's probably a good thing for you, though.
It's all you. it's you and your armpits.
See, so hide and cover, I would think, are the same thing.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
You.
I like my armpits. Actually.
You show them.
Third strike.
All right,
they get a steal.
I have smell them.
Yeah, I had that too.
Who smells their armpit?
Air them out. Or
I had air them out too. I think it's probably sniffing.
Yeah, I think
them.
Too.
Like, make sure you're not too gamey. Yes!
Oh! They're over there sniffing
what else
their
was
armpits
on the list?
And they win the game. That's not right.
Scratch or rub?
Oh.
Scratch, okay.
Oh, yeah. They do it sometimes.
Scratch them, yeah. All
okay.
Right.
Right now.
Trish and Kelly, step up.
Okay. Name so I say my name, right?
Name something that might make you suspect that your new house is haunted.
Michael.
Yes.
Noises.
Number one answer. Noises / voices.
How many answers are how many?
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left. You need 4.
We're going to pass. Yeah. We're going to let them play.
Oh, yeah. Well done. Yeah. Well done.
How about the door creaking and opening?
There you go. Trish.
You see something.
There you go.
Need to be a little more specific.
You see a shadowy figure. You see a ghost.
You see a ghost.
Well, that's a little generous.
Something that would make you think your house was haunted. Maybe you find a journal that says that it's haunted.
Keep saying words. Track. You might get it.
Back to Trish.
Someone died there.
Yeah, there you go.
That's great. No. It's a good one, though.
Okay, I'm not trying to be stupid, but can you repeat the question again?
Name something that might make you suspect your new house is haunted. So far, we have voices or noises, doors opening, closing, or seeing a ghost.
It's on an Indian burial ground.
Third
That's
strike.
A good one.
Boys.
Was it our third strike?
When those ghost hunter guys show up at the
film. No, that's probably not. No, it's okay. Next to a cemetery. It's
right. Haunted. So,
yeah. Someone got killed there, murdered there.
No, we already did that. So I'm gonna say you got the ghost. So you got the poltergeist thing. You got the noise.
You gotta give him an answer.
Okay, do something.
You're
say
up.
Something.
Do something. 5 seconds.
Somebody will. It's next to a cemetery.
Next to a cemetery. It's wrong.
Girls got it.
What were the other answers?
Moving objects, flickering lights, or weird odors.
Oh, I almost. Yeah.
That's usually their armpits.
Yeah,
that smell.
The armpits. And there's a ghost.
There you go. Rachel right. Hancock.
Uh-huh.
It's not going well.
No.
Name something that grows faster than you want it to.
Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Weeds.
Number two answer.
Ear hair.
Oh, my God.
Amen, brother. Not on there.
No.
Sorry. Mm-mm.
You want to play?
Sure.
Okay, we'll play.
Okay.
Your kids.
Good Very answer.
Good. Yes.
Grows faster than you want to. Body hair. Leg hair.
No.
Okay.
Hair is not on there?
Hair. Yes, sorry.
Oh.
That's for Rach. I should have given it to her. It says hair / unibrow.
Oh, okay.
So.
Your nails.
Yes. You need one more. There's two left.
Your grass? Your lawn?
We already did that one.
Okay. That's weeds. Grows faster than you want it to. Gosh, I don't know. you're
5 seconds.
You're dead. I don't know.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes. What was it?
You're dead.
Oh, that was wow. great.
Two left. You need one. I'll give it to you.
Okay, thanks.
Making that sound.
Grows faster than you want it to.
You like the sound you made.
Your nose. I don't know.
Your nose does grow your entire life.
Yes. No.
Which is bad for people
the boys
like me.
Take this. Oh, you get a chance to steal.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I think it's your waistline.
Waistline.
Oh, no.
We're in.
Yeah. That was great.
We win.
Darn the final it. Round's always worked the most, right?
Yeah. That was great.
No, it's not the final round.
Oh, okay. We're still going.
Yeah, we're still going.
Going for the tie. We're going for the tie.
All right, I'm stepping up against Trish.
Is it us?
Yes, it's on you, Michael.
Okay.
Come on.
Go, Trish, go. Okay.
Name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe.
Boop.
Mm-hmm.
Get in the paper.
Number one
Good answer.
You want it?
I don't care.
We can play.
Okay.
Even though I can't think of anything. Walking their dog.
No, ma'am.
Are you? Okay.
You started to say friggin' serious, didn't you?
Getting the mail.
Getting the mail. Getting the newspaper. No mail. Sorry. That's two.
That's dumb.
Ooh.
Taking their kids to the bus.
Mm.
No, ma'am.
Darn it.
Boys, you can win it right here.
Okay. Outside in the bathrobe. What are you doing out there?
I don't know what your neighbors are doing.
Outside in the bathrobe.
Well, are they getting into their hot tub? I mean, I would have thought mail, taking the kids to the car, starting the car.
In the bathroom, you're outside. You got stuff going on out there. You're
mowing their lawn.
Not in the bathrobe. But you're out there and you're
shoveling snow.
In the bathrobe. You're out there in the bathrobe because you're locked out of the house.
Is that what you're going with?
No, because why would you be locked out of the house in your bathrobe? Because you wouldn't leave the house without the key. I mean, males.
Need an answer.
So we get.
and I thought
raking,
I had
raking the grass, raking the leaves.
He's saying yard work.
Wow. Yard work.
Gardening.
Yeah! Yeah! We win again.
Wow.
That's
a
dumb.
Long way
around. I don't like to talk.
So they're not walking their dog, but they're gardening
in
their
bathroom?
Watering
the grass, taking out the trash, washing your car, kissing your spouse.
Washing your car.
Kissing your spouse in the bathroom.
Kissing your spouse.
Gardening. There you go. DGS and KMOX, happy Friday, 3:22. All right, you've had all the fun you're going to have. Now it's time to earn your keep.
Okay, fine.
All right, two words, discuss Eric Schmidt. What's all these lawsuits going on?
Phony, press hound.
That's three words.
All right, I'm taking two
conservative
thoughts.
Candidate. Those are my two words.
I wasn't asking for two words. I was giving you two words.
Oh.
It was like, Eric Schmidt, discuss. They're like, clown penis.
Yeah, I mean, I think Eric's getting exactly what he wants, which is to get a lot of attention because he's throwing out lawsuits to the points of ridiculousness. And if you listen to the news, it's ridiculous. And so I think he's getting what he wants. The sad reality is that's what it takes to win a Republican primary. He's running against and losing currently to a man who was proven to have abused his mistress by tying her up in her basement. That's where the state
his
of the
basement.
Republican in his basement,
basement. It was his basement.
Which is the state of where the Republican Party is that they're having to go out there and out wacky each other. And I think he's getting exactly what he wants in the fact that we're talking about him and he's a sad disappointment of a man to me.
So what I would say is that the Attorney General's office has the most access to media coverage of any of the down ballot statewide. So you got, you know, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, Treasurer, Auditor, and Attorney General. And the Attorney General historically has gotten the most attention. Jay Nixon had that job for 12 years. He used it very effectively to draw attention. Eric's in a multi-candidate primary for the U.S. Senate, and in the interest of full disclosure, my company is supporting Vicky Hartzler, but I'm not going to say anything unkind about Eric Schmidt. I mean, he is utilizing effectively, I think, his office and the attention garnered from it to position himself in this primary, and I don't begrudge him that.
Okay, let's widen it out then. From what I understand, which is all headline stuff. But my basic understanding is that the country's sort of moving more toward the right because they feel like the left is partially crazy and partially just flat and boring, and Biden's let everyone down. And that's fine with me because I'm more right than I am left.
Right.
However, I don't want them to open the door to the right and it's all Trump. And did you see that the guy that Trump is endorsing for the Arizona Senate got up their rage and talked about Pizzagate for half an hour? Like, this is what we're, it's like, oh my God, this is the worst time in history because people are moving away from the left.
Well, that's
toward
why
the right, but the right's
that's
crazy.
Why we're supporting this ranked choice, you know, bigger choice election reform effort. Michael and I are, we're working on behalf of the campaign. You know, I do fundamentally believe the country is center right. I don't think it's extreme right, but I think it's center right. And I think that's where the plurality of people live, and certainly how they raise their families and how they live their lives. And I think that if we had more candidates that appealed to that center right mindset and culture, it would be better. But the problem is, because of the way our primary system works, the folks that are center right aren't participating as much in primaries.
So we're still a couple of elections away at best.
Yeah.
Until we have like your system that you
And I do
have.
I do think the system that we're advocating will work better. We'll give more. You know, a really interesting analogy is if you look at how industries fail, they fail when competition goes away. And so you get one or two dominant companies and they run everything and the prices go up and the choices go down. And our if you look at politics as an industry, it's failing because there's a lack of competition. And so one of the things we're advocating is having more competition for the voters in November.
But that really isn't going to, I mean, I hope people support what we're pushing, because I think it's ultimately something that will bring up dialogue and get back to some issues. But we shouldn't lose the fact that we are going to have this Senate candidate, and I am scared about the consequences of this for Missouri. It is no secret, it is widely known, that Josh Hawley's ineffective and not liked in the building, and that's because he's got this extremist position. We have a senator who I've worked my entire life in trying to beat against, but is single-handedly bringing home opportunity for the state of Missouri, whether it be his advocacy for defense or roads or infrastructure. Yeah, and Roy Blunt. He's leaving. And right now, the two leading candidates are people who are trying to be the most like Josh Hawley. What's that mean for Missouri? What are we going to be left with? Who's going to be advocating to bring home? And the governor gave his state of the state the other day and talked about all this money he's going to spend in transportation. That's money that Roy Blunt voted for on the infrastructure bill that the governor spoke against. But, I mean, this is where we're headed, is if we have two Josh Hawleys up there, you know, we make fun of Mississippi and Alabama. Hello.
I just have a question about the lawsuits, and this is probably going to make me sound really dumb, but whenever the attorney general says that he's suing these school districts, is he the only person working on that, or is it our tax dollars are being spent?
No, it's the office.
It's the office. It's all of his lawyers. Yeah, he has hundreds, if not thousands, of lawyers working for him. They have offices here in Kansas City and Jeff City.
But we're paying for him to sue these school districts.
Oh, yes. You were paying for this press opportunity.
And that's what it really feels like whenever it's district after district. It's like, well, you're also, you just so happen to be running for Senate, and you're trying to get every headline you possibly can for
yourself. Let me just posit this thought to you, too, Rach. I mean, if he truly cared about the law and the well-being of all of us here, he would be arguing that we have a prosecutor who is failing to do her job. Have we heard any lawsuits? Have we seen him do anything with that? No. He's doing masks because it appeals to the Trump base. That's what this is all about, the Trump base.
It's easy.
Yeah, and that's why he believes the only pathway to him winning a Republican primary is to get people who've been brainwashed into that group to vote for him. And that's why John and I are trying to work to reform the system. Specific example for John.
Like the Greitens camp are like, oh, that was genius. I wish we'd have thought of that. Like, I mean, are people jealous of him doing this?
Well, and so Greitens, you know, he doesn't have access to the bully pulpit now because he's out of office. And so he's got to go to the border in Arizona and try and make news. But, I mean, getting earned media is a fundamental part of any campaign. And so I don't begrudge somebody going out and getting earned media.
No, they're doing their job. But people need to wake up and realize that this is not what this is about. And there's going to be consequences to this stuff.
And it sounds to me like you both are sad about this because you both liked him.
Eric? Yeah, I used to like Eric. I have Eric's cell phone number in my, but I don't, no, I don't know that it. I would be talking to him anymore.
I have
anymore.
A pic we could send him.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and Campbell X 334. Hancock and Keller are here talking a little bit of politics.
Yeah,
Steve calling in. Steve, go right ahead.
Yeah, I don't talk much about politics. I enjoy it, and I'm 56 years old. I would call myself Republican, but I thought Bill Clinton did a good job. I've seen a lot of good jobs on both sides of the aisle. My concern is, like I said, I usually don't really – I love KMOX, and I enjoy your guys' show, but I think we've got to be careful about constantly demonizing Trump, people that voted for Trump. And I'm not saying you're doing that overly, but it's like you think we've been hoodwinked or – no, the reality is for me – I don't care what Donald Trump does in his personal life. I don't care whose feelings he hurts. I care about two things. The economy. I was an economics major, so I think I know something about it. And I care about defense. When you have a president that's like, well, what if they go into this part of Russia? And they're like, well, maybe we'll do it. No, you need a president to say, well, that'll be a big mistake. They'll regret it. And I'm sick of hearing excuses. When I'm paying what I'm paying for gasoline because we're shutting down pipelines, and when I'm paying what I am for hamburger, and I see all this free money given out, that's why you vote for Donald Trump. The Republican Party isn't some broken party full of morons. It looks at the bottom line. I really don't care who Donald Trump's, whose feelings he hurts, or if he's not nice when he's talking. I care about economics, and I care about defense. That's all that matters.
So,
nothing else matters. And so, we're a mess right now.
So, Steve, the only difference between you and me is a matter of degree. You sound like my kind of person when it comes to politics and what matters to you. There is a line, whether it's Donald Trump or someone else, there is a line that if the chief executive did these things, you would say, even though I like his or her policies, I'm out on this person. There is a line that you would say that. I've hit that line.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I have hit that line with Trump. I think he's insane. I think he's a narcissist. And I think everything he touches ends up in flames. I think that I there's never a policy when I was on 97.1. I can't remember ever a policy going like, oh my, he's just missed the mark so much. I just think that he's so terribly compromised as a human that he scares me. And then on January 6th, it was like, okay, that's all I need to see. So,
let me ask a quick question. Sure. Can I ask you a quick question that? I get the January 6th thing. That's an embarrassing for the United States of America. But what they've done to Portland, Oregon, what they've done to Minneapolis, which is a traditionally just a city, just a wonderful place, the way that they've just destroyed certain parts of our country, because if they have some sort of right to what they did down in the Central West End, down there, walking into people's neighborhoods and kicking down doors, going where it says private property. How much stuff has been done? And we look the other way on that, just like we look the other way on COVID. There's been more people that Donald Trump made one comment, which is true. The second he went out of office, COVID would be gone. Where's the tickers on CNN? Where are the death tickers? There's been more people that have died under Biden's watch than under Trump's. I'm not blaming the virus on either one of them. But we know if that virus didn't come around, unfortunately, Donald Trump, for a lot of people, would still be president of the United States. I think there's double standards all over the place, and I'm sick of it.
So, Steve, I understand the Portland and those are the horrible things. But attacking the Capitol the day that the presidential election certification is being voted on for the intent of disrupting that, and at a minimum delaying it so that the result could be overturned.
That was ignorant.
And submitting seven slates of electors that didn't actually occur. That's assault
horrible.
On a city. That's an assault on the Constitution. And that's where
I agree. I don't want Donald Trump back in office, guys.
Okay.
I voted for him once. I thought I would love to see a DeSantis or somebody that has these strong.
Yeah.
I want a president. I remember as a little kid when Jimmy Carter was president of the United States, I was in seventh grade. And I remember when my little clock radio went off and I heard about helicopters running into each other in the desert.
Me too.
And the way we were being just treated like dogs. And I remember as a seventh grader, God, what a horrible, our country's just falling apart. And I didn't know even what politics was, but I remember when Ronald Reagan rumbled to the podium and said, we're great now. We're the best. You can't. I mean, I coach kids, my kids' youth sports. They're all older now, but I didn't get in the huddle and say, you know, we're really not that good and don't hurt anybody's feelings and just be nice to everybody. No, I said, hey, guys, you're better than anybody out there on this floor. You go out there and play like it and you go win. That's what a leader does. A leader doesn't say to Russia, and Putin must be laughing his, you know what, off. Oh, we might do this and we might.
Oh, I really didn't mean to do that. I liked Steve.
Yeah.
I've been saying that I hate that we have a choice between effective and insane.
I think what's, and I don't want to paraphrase Steve, but what I think he was saying is he would like a conservative president. I would too. And Donald Trump was so much other than that. And he destroyed our performance in the suburbs. You can't argue with that. I mean, look at the election results and what happened with the female vote in suburbia across the country. It's why we lost a lot of those states in 2020. I do fundamentally believe we're a center-right country. And I think a center-right Republican is poised to win the next election if we can just nominate one.
John, does it concern you that your party, though, is really defined and controlled by one man now?
It does.
Donald Trump.
It does. I mean, you know, Andrew Jackson, who was the last truly populist president, he controlled the Democratic Party for decades after he left office. He served two terms. But Jacksonian Democrats won every election and there were some dogs in there at the time. And I think you can make a point, and we'll see what history shows with Donald Trump. But if he becomes an Andrew Jackson type figure that is dictating what the Republican Party is for the next decade, I think we're going to find the same result as Jackson found with his folks.
Like I said with Steve, everyone has their line.
Yeah.
And I respect people that have a different line than me. But Donald Trump hit that line way before January 6th with me. Because I was on 97.1 and I was swimming in those waters.
Oh, yeah.
Had I just been a normal guy, not paying that much attention, my line wouldn't have been hit. But I still believe that if on election night Donald Trump would have came out and gave a concession speech. None of this, you know, it was rigged. None of the January 6th, right. None of that stuff. I think he would be the next president. Because yeah. I think people are that dissatisfied with the Democrats. Yeah. Had he not gone completely off the reservation, I think he would probably be the next president. And he still might be.
Might be. I think it'd be tough. You know, one of the great things about this country historically has been that we could go to sleep at night and not have the government on our mind and wake up in the morning and the first thought that we had wasn't the government. There are people all over the world that's the preeminent thing in their lives is what's the government going to do to me? And I'd like us to get back there.
So, Michael, on your side of things, and again, I'm no prescient psychic or anything, but it just seems to me that when I look on the other side of the room, it's just flat.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh.
Well, I mean, look, I think a lot of the folks who ran on our side were too left for most of the electorate, and we saw a settling for Joe Biden. I worked from Joe Biden for day one. He's a traditional Democrat, and I'm still, I mean, are there things I can point to in this administration and say, I'm disappointed? Sure. I'd have voted for your dog over Donald Trump. And maybe some would argue that's what you've got is a dog in there, but I don't. I actually think the president's delivering. He's an older man. There's no doubt about that, but I'm just grateful I'm not waking up every morning in the chaos that was Donald Trump. At the same time, it's disappointing to see a party that's, fracturing, much like the Republicans did 4 or 5 years ago, with folks on my extreme left who believe that the way that you solve crime is with less police, and with people, you know, in the moderate middle, like, very moderate middle, if not what leaning right, Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema. And here I am going to be yet through another administration where we're not going to get even a quarter of what we were promised, not because of the other team, but because of the two people on our own team.
So do you, I've talked about the filibuster with you guys so many times, and I'm still so lost. As I understand it, from Manchin's point of view, he's saying, never in the history of our country have we done what you're asking me to do, and I don't want to do it now. That seems very supportable that, hey, look, I'm in for the Voting Rights Act. I'm just not in for the getting rid of the filibuster.
The filibuster is not in the Constitution. It was a construct that evolved in the country, and it evolved because the Senate has considered itself the deliberative body, and that if you're going to actually pass a law, there needs to be true consensus to get that done.
So, Michael, you think they should be on board?
I think only for voting rights. But I have to tell you, ultimately, am I disappointed that they're not busting the filibuster? Absolutely not. But at the end of the day, mark my words, when Eric Schmidt or Eric Greitens gets up there, the filibuster's going out the window. The Republicans have the guts to do things Democrats won't ever deliver on.
Yeah, I hope not. Trump wanted to get rid of the filibuster, you might remember, during his presidency. And we had the Senate at the time, and we didn't get rid of the filibuster. So I think it's important. America is designed to be a consensus policy. You don't want to have radical changes left and right, and that's why 60 votes is a reasonable threshold in the Senate. Now, the House is a different deal, but in the Senate, I think it has served the country on balance very well being in place, and I think we'll regret it if we get rid of it over this voting rights bill.
Thank you, boys. Appreciate it.
See you guys.
350 DGS. Also, thank you to caller Steve, who called to talk about his thoughts and feelings. And again, like, I never want people to feel like I or we are attacking you. Simply giving our opinions. If they don't match with yours, you can always call and tell me or us where we're wrong. I don't define myself by it. You guys know that. Like, I have my political views, but it's like 20th down the list on what makes me Dave.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know. Trisha Clock?
Yeah, we're going to do Week in Review once again.
Let's play.
This week has seemed like three. what was the Sweet 16 on Monday? Good to go back and podcast that Monday 4:30 it started.
I know what it was. Do you guys know what it was?
Yeah.
You were on the show.
What was it and what won?
Go ahead, Andrew.
It was Air Creatures. And I believe the winner was the humble hot air balloon.
The you flying really fox.
I don't remember who won.
Yeah,
I wasn't here.
Fox.
I was listening, but I think I might have missed.
Oh,
who
that's right.
Won.
Oh, right. He was off on Monday.
I forgot. Yeah. See,
long week.
That's how long the week was.
Next question is who
Someone
was off on
other
Monday?
Than Andrew answer this. He cleaned out the trash car. How many bottles did he find in the trash car?
It was like 81, right? 87.
87.
Ding, ding, ding.
That's crazy.
What were we all...
I should have taken a picture of the dumpster with all of this.
Yeah, you really should have.
You should have separated those out.
And you should have weighed everything you took out. That would have been interesting.
I'm not kidding when I say I feel like the car feels lighter. Like, I feel it higher up on the road, and it's like my
I bet you removed a couple hundred pounds.
I think I did.
You think?
Yeah.
A couple hundred?
Sure.
I think that's a definite possibility.
What were we all gifted from the trash cart? I only remember mine, the sombrero.
What were we all gifted? I was gifted my own Ned Stark figurine.
That you gave him?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Re-gifted.
I don't remember. I feel bad.
I don't remember either.
You were gifted Modern Family Season 2 on DVD.
That's right. Oh, that's right.
That's right.
That was Tuesday's show, right? So if anybody wants to go podcast that and listen.
Kevin got a video game.
Kevin got a video game box. There was no game inside.
What did you get, Trish?
Oh, I miss Wheeler. Sombrero. Oh, the sombrero.
Right. That's right.
That was the gift.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Oh, what item did Dave try to bring on his island? Because we got to bring three snacks, and we all said no.
Day-old cherry pie.
No.
Two-day-old cherry pie.
What items was I going to bring on mine?
Reese's Cups.
Mm-hmm.
Coke.
And chips.
Chips.
Ruffles chips.
Plain Ruffles. Yep.
Ruffles. Ooh, this is a good one. Or not. What was on Dave's hoodie that he bought used? What bakery?
Ooh, it was like... Carolini's or something.
Cagliari's.
From Pennsylvania. Cagliari's the popular
Cagliari's. We all know it. We all love it.
Pennsylvania.
Bury me in that thing. It is the most comfortable, softest garment I've ever owned.
And it's only got, and it's got half a pocket.
Yeah. It smells like another person.
Who worked at a donut shop.
Weird. The pits are still weirdly wet. You know, like you, every once in a while you'll get like a used item of clothing or something from Goodwill and you think it's fine. And even after you wash it, you're like, this is kind of moist.
Dave's gonna
the previous owner.
Dave's going to become the hoodie. He's going to go in there like, what's your name, sir? Mr. Cagliari.
How many hoodies did you buy and how many worked?
I bought 5, I received 3, and I'm 1 for 3 so far.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's hoping for the other 2. Mm. Rachel read a story about a woman that went to the hospital for eating too much.
Sushi.
Sushi, yeah.
What was it, 32 rolls?
32 rolls of sushi and appetizers.
Which Dave figured out is like 240 pieces of sushi or something like that.
Who on the show has a mugshot?
Dave.
I can't say it like that.
I forgot. Did you smile during yours? No. I forgot what you said.
No, I was legit screwed up.
I looked for it. I couldn't find it.
I looked for it too.
I was like this.
Okay, this is things that are happening today, and I'm just going to shout out clues, and when you know the answer, Jennifer Aniston's godfather. He's bald.
Louis Anderson.
Who loves you, baby?
Kojak? Telly Savalas?
Yeah, it's his birthday. Or it would have been, but he passed away in 1994.
Wow, there's a strange reference.
Happy birthday to you, sir.
Happy birthday to you 30 years ago.
This guy's birthday today. There'll be sad songs. Suddenly.
Oh.
Get out of my dreams.
Yeah.
Caribbean Queen.
Oh, yep. Is it Billy Ocean?
Yeah.
72 today.
Or he would have been if he hadn't tragically passed away in 1970.
No, he's alive.
Man, I hated him because he was one of those
artists
that played at the at Mr. Donut.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh. The abiding favorite of
Here's another
Senior
one.
Donut.
I love a rainy night. Who's my boy?
Oh, Eddie Rabbit. No.
Yes.
Is it?
I think it is.
I love a rainy
BJ
night.
BJ Thomas, maybe?
I love a rainy
hated
night.
Hated that dude, too.
I think it's Eddie Rabbit. Can somebody look that up?
Y'all are just saying names.
I love a rainy night.
These are just guys you're describing.
It's Eddie Rabbit.
Musicians.
Yay, I knew Eddie Rabbit. this woman's birthday today.
His name is Joey Two Shoes. He had a hit in 1981.
She was in
Donut.
Everyone loved Bobby Gerbil Face.
Was Eddie Rabbit in a band or was he just solo?
He was in Eddie Rabbit and the Cruisers.
Eddie Rabbit and the Cruisers.
That's not a real thing.
No, but there Who was in the Cruisers? Know. Okay. I think it was Eddie in the Cruisers. It that was it.
Yes. That was Eddie Albert in the Cruisers.
Okay. It's her birthday today. She's 66. She was in Beetlejuice, League of Their Own.
Oh, yeah. It's
Thelma and Louise.
Is it Susan Sarandon?
No.
Is it Gina Davis?
The other one.
Yeah, the other one.
Oh, yeah. Do you know that she's a member of Mensa and she was a semifinalist for the U.S. Women's Olympic Archery Team?
Well, isn't she accomplished?
Fun facts about Gina Davis.
Try out for Mensa?
I think we have time for one more.
Well, I'd be the only one who would make it.
I think we should just sit back. I think the four of us should.
35 years ago in 1987, she became the first woman inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This day.
No. Janis Joplin?
No. She demands respect.
Oh. Aretha.
Aretha.
Congrats to Aretha.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.